Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled. Over the past few weeks, like many across the country, I have been trying to understand the Chandrayaan 3 mission, looking into the technical aspects of it, the various facets of the operation, and so on. And even as a mechanical engineer, my ability to grasp the inner workings of the lander and rover Vikram and Pragyan is rather limited, apart from the peripheral knowledge that comes out of things that we read. But my point is not to get into the technical aspect of it. Of course, there are much specialized channels that do that. My point here within Culture Unraveled is to see the cultural phenomenon that emerges from such events such as these. What intrigues me is the human foundations and the drive towards monumental undertakings like the Chandrayaan missions, the commitment that we as human beings invest into missions like this, what it says about ourselves, how we move our attention towards these large-scale projects, and the theological implications, the societal and theological implications of such an endeavor. Back in the 1960s, C.S. Lewis, the renowned author of the Narnia series, offered his insights on a space mission, which happened at that point in time. He was responding to a Time magazine article that stated that explorers had reached space, but there was no sign of God there on space, and hence God didn't exist. And that was the that was one of the statements that was made. That was one of the articles that came out in the Time magazine. And C.S. Lewis takes this phenomenon and then kind of breaks it down with different argumentation and reasoning. He states why God's presence might not have been apparent in space. You know, looking into things like our limitations in perceiving God, or we do not have the necessary apparatus to understand God, or that maybe God is not a physical phenomenon that can be found up in space. That those who do not find God on earth will not find God in space. And so his view on the whole cultural phenomenon was a theological one. And space exploration does bring out a lot of existential questions. Questions about ourselves, who we are, our place in it, and so on. One of the things that space exploration does do is that it has a unique way of bringing people together under a shared cause. If you look at space exploration, in the initial years, it was a competition among many countries. During the Cold War, it's primarily the United States and the Soviet Union, and each of them vied for a particular presence on the world stage to be the first to land on the moon. It was to showcase themselves as a nation. And of course, they did have some amount of success, but a lot of it, a lot of their missions ended in failure. Because trying to be first and competing against other nations, keeping it a secret, keeping their technical information a secret, is never an effective strategy for such complex missions. And so over the years, what we have seen is an opening up of information. We've seen a lot more collaborations, the ISS being one of them, and there have been a lot of sharing of information, which has led to greater rates of success. And space does do that. You know, human beings tend to rally behind a cause that is transcendent, that is greater than themselves. And the grander the cause, the greater the cause, the stronger the desire for unity, the stronger its ability to bring people together. And we saw the Chandrayaan 3 mission, and they were the camera was panning within that room. What we see is that every scientist and every other person there in that room is unified towards a common purpose, towards a common cause. They are shared in their vision towards it. Though their methods might vary, or how they would have understood this mission would vary, but ultimately their goal is the same. to see the lander land safely and the rover go and do its mission there. And so what we have here is that they have their end in view. They have that shared united vision in view. And each person contributes to that mission. Each person in that room contributes something which will ultimately lead towards to the success of that mission. And so what we see is that the Chandrayaan missions will likely expand our knowledge of the material world, offer insights into our origin, the material origins of our world, and it will give us information that we have never had. And so what space missions do, and here this Luna mission does, is that it taps into the innate curiosity present in all human beings, in all individuals. And that brings together and that fosters unity, united under the innate human desire to understand our world, to understand things that are beyond our grasp, and hence to be able to unite under that. Space missions do have that power to bring together. But one of the things that we have to understand is that the allure of the cosmos unites us to some extent. But it remains insufficient because ultimately we are still engaged within the physical dimension. It is quantitatively the highest form, but still within the material and physical dimension. And in some way, it's still limited in its ability to transform and bring about unity on a mass scale. It is quantitatively grand, but not qualitatively distinct. And to truly achieve our human longings, to truly achieve being one or being united, we must embark on a journey that transcends material dimension. It calls for us to reach for a purpose that is beyond the physical world, beyond what we can touch and feel. Our curiosity for the world is not just limited to the highest form of it or to the furthest form of it. It encompasses it and it transcends it to a dimension that is beyond the material and physical dimension. And in one sense, as grand as space exploration is, it still does not have the power to transform us, to change us from within. And our curiosity to understand the physical dimension isn't great enough to unite us or to completely save us from within. The question of our identity, who we are, our purpose, our place in the universe, in one sense, cannot be satisfied by gazing at the moon. The fact is that we undertake these monumental missions against all odds. These missions should compel us to introspect, to look deep within ourselves, and to understand that as we gaze at the moon, it casts a profound light on ourselves and our existence here on Earth, revealing aspects about us as a shared humanity that might otherwise remain hidden. Thank you.